You're listening to SBS News.
For 3 days, Casey Station experienced a heat wave. It triggered extensive meltwater pools and surface streams on local glaciers. As research professor Andrew Klikotruk from the Australian Antarctic Division explains, the temperature doesn't have to be too high for that to happen in one of the coldest places on Earth.
It's a sustained period of temperatures above a certain level, and in the Antarctic that's generally a few degrees above freezing.
The unusual weather event occurred between January 23 and 26th. Both minimum and maximum temperatures were above average. Minimums were 5 degrees higher than the norm, while maximums were 7.5 degrees higher than the average. Australian Antarctic Division ecologist Dr. Dana Bergstrom says the variation in temperatures can have a mixed impact on the environment.
In some areas where we had flooding, suddenly they had free water or liquid water, and they were looking really good after a month. But that was the area that could get the floods. Those areas that weren't able to get that water were getting drier as it became really warm over the summer.
Professor Klikotruk believes the cause of this heat wave is connected to other heat events.
Yeah, we've certainly seen evidence of warm temperatures over the oceans, particularly the Pacific and the Indian Ocean, having effects right across the Southern Hemisphere. And of course, we saw that in Australia over the summer, and some of those effects have made their way to the Antarctic.
His latest findings follow on from one of the warmest days recorded in the Antarctic in February. The east of the peninsula on Seymour Island reached 20.75 degrees. But Professor Klikotruk says it's not too late to reverse the impacts of these heat events.
If we take strong action on climate, we can mitigate some of the expected changes as we try and control the general temperature of the planet. That's a way of reversing some of these trends.
Researchers say the full impact of these weather events could take years to assess. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.